Hello and welcome back. My name is Rabbi Avi Heller, and together we're learning Masechet Moed Katan. We find ourselves at the very bottom of Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Bet. That's 21b. This series of recordings is a joint project of OU Torah, the OU Department of Synagogue Services, and the Daf HaShavua Foundation. We are five lines up from the bottom of Chaf Aleph Amud Bet, fourth word in on the line. It's the last skinny line. What we've been talking about is distinctions within Shiva. There are a number of cases that we talked about where the first 3 days of Shiva have one status and the remaining 4 days of the Shiva have a different status. So this is another case, in particular the question of what happens when a mourner arrives late to the Shiva. Tanu Rabbanan, our rabbis taught, Avel, a mourner, Shloshi Yamim Harishonim, for the first 3 days of the Shiva, Ba Mimakom Karov, if he comes from a place that is close by, Mone Imahen, then he counts along with the people who are already sitting Shiva. So let's say the worst case, if he arrives on the third day of Shiva, he would begin counting, he would count along with them, he would count that as his third day of Shiva, and he would count 4, 5, 6, 7 and get up when they get up, even though in the end of the day he only counted 5 days of Shiva. Bami makom rachok, if he came from a faraway place, moneh la'atzmo, then he counts for himself. Meaning, let's say he arrived on the third day of Shiva, that would now count as his first day of Shiva, and he would have to count a full 7 days. He would be out of sync with the others. Mikan va'elech, from that point on, after 3 days, afilu bami makom karov, even if he comes from a close place, moneh la'atzmo, he counts for himself. So there are a couple of factors that are at play here. There are two necessary requirements in order for him to count along with the mourners that he's found. Number one is it must be within the first 3 days. According to the Tanakhama, he cannot join with them after the first 3 days. He would have to count his own Shiva. And the second one is that he must be geographically close by. He must be close enough to arrive in order to count with them. Now, we give him 3 days to arrive, but the idea of Makom Karov, as the Rif points out, is 1 day travel, 10 parsas, which would be 1 day ordinary travel. The reason the Rif says that is that he would have to be in his hometown within a day's travel. A messenger would have to go out and tell him that the person had died, and then he would be able to come a day's journey back. So by the third day, he would be able to arrive had a messenger gone to get him. He's close enough that such a messenger would work. But it seems, it's mashma from the Rif, and this is also clear in the way the Shulchan Aruch paskins, which is that a third requirement, in addition to arriving within the first 3 days and being close by, is that he must not know. If someone else came and told him in his hometown about the death and he already knew about it, then it might be a different situation. This is only a situation where he travels to the home, and when he arrives, he finds out that his loved one has passed away. And then the question is whether or not he has to start his own Shiva at that moment of realization, or he can join with the Shiva that's already in progress. It's a good contemporary question, since the whole question of Makom Karov is tied to both 10 parsas and to a day's travel, whether or not modern forms of transportation, which are much faster, a day's worth of travel you could get here from Israel in that period of time, whether or not a day's travel is by any form of transportation. And it seems it's an interesting question to pursue, but it seems that our general practice is to consider any place that can be reached within 1 day, even by modern transportation, would count as Makom Karov for these purposes. That seems to be what the Aruch HaShulchan says. Okay, now we have a second opinion that does not require all three of these, only requires two of them. Rabbi Shimon says, Afilu babi yom hashvi'i mimakom karov mona imahen. Rabbi Shimon says, even if he arrives on the seventh day, as long as it's from a close place, then he can still count along with them. So he dispenses with the only it being only the first 3 days, but he does still require it to be from a place that is within 1 day's travel. So Tosfot asks about this. If he arrives on the seventh day, he will find that they're done with Shiva already, because since we paskin Miktsat Hayom Kukulo, usually the seventh day of Shiva, you just sit for an hour in the morning and then you get up in the morning. So if he arrives, let's say, midday on the seventh day, it will be too late, they'll be done with Shiva. So we'll deal with this a little bit on the next Amud, but he points out that what's happening here is that when he arrives on the seventh day, they haven't gotten up yet. As long as the comforters are still there and he hasn't, so to speak, walked around the block yet, then they can still count the seventh day. Okay, support for the original position, the Tanakama, is now brought, but he also adds an additional condition. Amar Mar, Mar said, Shloshi Yamim HaRishonim Bamim HaKom Karov. If a person is in a Makom Karov, a close place, and he arrives within the first 3 days, Monet Imahem, he can count with them. That's the same as the Tanakama. Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Vehu, and that's assuming, Sheyesh Gadol Habayit Babayit, that the master of the house is in the home. That is, when you arrive, if the master of the house is sitting Shiva with them, then you can count with them. If not, then you have to count your own, no matter when you arrive. So that's an additional condition. Not only must be from a close place, not only must it be within the first 3 days, not only must he not have known, but he has to, when he arrives, the Gadol Habayit has to be there. There is some dispute about what the Gadol Habayit means. Some of the Rishonim seem to feel that it specifically refers to the oldest male mourner has to be there. And others say that this is how the Shulchan Aruch paskins, that when it refers to Gadol Habayit, he says this in Yoredei Shin Ayin Hei Si'if Bet, that he is the one who is responsible, fiscally responsible. So if he is the head of household and everyone is dependent on him financially, then he's the one by whom the mourning goes and he has to be in the home. If he was, let's say, on a trip or did not arrive, then a person who arrives in the middle of Shiva would have to count their own Shiva. And we're going to ask a follow-up question on this. Ibailahu, they asked them in the Beit Midrash the following question. We skip over to the next daf, or at the top of Chaf Bet Amud Aleph. Halach Gadol Habayit LeBeit HaKvarot Mahu. If the master of the house went to the cemetery, then what happens? Now, the assumption here is that the cemetery is some distance away. So he's going to be away for a day or two or three or perhaps longer. Some places they actually sent the head of the house with the deceased to Israel or to a hometown. So the question is, if the Gadol Habayit left the home in order to take care of the burial, how does that affect this question of whether or not he's home or not? On the one hand, he's not in the house. So then if someone, for instance, arrives, the halacha is that they have to count on their own. On the other hand, the only reason he's not in the house is that he is going to take care of the burial. It's not as if he is some other place and is unaware of the death. So perhaps there's a distinction between them. The other possible way of looking at it is, how does the Gadol Habayit, so that's one way of looking at it. One way of looking at it is related to the previous inquiry. If he's on his way to bury the deceased, but the people in the home have already started keeping Shiva, and we'll talk about exactly when people start to keep, well, I'll mention it now. Usually you're supposed to start Shiva from the moment of burial. So if the Gadol Habayit goes, let's say, a three-day journey to bury the deceased, he would start to keep Shiva on the third day after the burial. The third day would be his first day as soon as the burial happens. However, the people in the home, as we'll see, they would begin to keep Shiva as soon as they would accompany the deceased until the city gate, and then as they went off on their journey, as soon as they passed out of view, they would begin to sit their Shiva, even though the burial hadn't happened yet. So the question here is, do they start to sit Shiva from the time that that he disappears with the body, or do they wait for him to come back, after the burial to begin sitting Shiva? And similarly, let's say they do begin sitting Shiva, is it possible that the Gadol Habayit, even though he should start keeping Shiva from the time of the burial, when he returns, if it's within 3 days, perhaps he can join in their Shiva, which is already in progress? Just to summarize, the two possible questions of who we're dealing with is, Are we talking about another mourner who arrives when the Gadol HaBayit is not there because he's off taking care of the burial? Or are we talking about the Gadol HaBayit himself and whether and how his Shiva works? It's not going to be 100% clear. There's different ways that the Rishonim look at it, but those are the two possibilities. Tashma, come in here. Da'amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, afilu halach gadol habayit lebeit hakvarot. Even if the master of the house, the greatest one in the house, went to the cemetery, mone imahen, then he can count with them. So that either means that the gadol habayit can count with the people who are at home counting Shiva, or it means that a person who comes while the gadol habayit is away can still count with the people in the home as long as the gadol habayit is taken care of the funeral. Mona imahen, but the Gemara says he can count with them. V'hatanya mona la'atzmo, but we learn in the Braita that he should count on his own because the gadol habayit is not there. Lo kasha, this is not a problem, it's not a question or a contradiction. Hada ata begotlata, this is if he arrived within 3 days. So that either means the other mourner arrived within 3 days, or it means the Baal HaBayit returned within 3 days. V'hadulo atu begotlata, and this is when he didn't come within the 3 days. In other words, the 3 days are the dispositive question here as to whether or not he counts for himself or counts on his own. Ki hada amar luhu rav livnei hatzlaponi. Just as Rav said to the Hatzlaponites, so these are either people from the Hatzlaponi family or the town called Hatzlaponi, which is just a lot of fun to say. The atu begot lata, who arrived within 3 days, bego means within, inside. Limnu bahadaychu, count. He can count with you. Let him count with you. To lo atu begot lata, if he did not come within three, limnu linafshayu, let them count to themselves. So we have support from Rav for this opinion that the 3 days is dispositive. However, the halacha, which is the Rif mentions, and is also paskin in the Shulchan Aruch, is that we paskin like Rabbi Shimon, that if the person arrives even on the 7th day, as long as the mourners haven't gotten up yet, that he can join in their shiva. Amar lahu Rava livnei Mechoza. Rava said to the people of the town of Mechoza, Atun you delo azlitu batar arsa, who have not gone after the crib, which means the funeral bier. So they were taking a body from Mechoza to Israel. So some of the people just went to the city gate, and then they didn't go all the way to Israel. So he says, you who didn't follow, who only went up to the city gate, michi mahadritu apaychu, when you turn your face away, mi baba da abula, from the township gate, atchilumanu, that is when you would begin to count the Shiva. And we would have the same situation today if someone is going to Israel on a plane. If you accompanied, let's say, the coffin to the airport, as soon as the plane takes off, or at some point there when the plane leaves, that's when Shiva would start for those who are not accompanying, for those mourners who are not accompanying to go all the way to Israel. That takes us to the two dots. We'll stop there and continue on our next recording. Have a wonderful day.